During a discussion of a harbor user survey in late September, counselors Bob Nelson and Melinda Hofstad raised the issue of foot patrols. They complained that harbor workers were not walking the docks enough. They did not name a specific employee. However, Nelson's comments did include some reference to nighttime patrols. The comments upset longtime harbor employee George Wallace. Wallace, who works the night shift, responded in a prepared statement to the council Monday.
At the last council meeting, it appeared as if there was some misunderstanding of what my job entails. Let me try and explain exactly what my job is. I am required to do a minimum of 1 foot round of each harbor a night. I usually do more rounds than required. Sometimes I use the skiff for extra rounds, but never at 10 miles an hour, except in case of an emergency.
Wallace was specifically responding to a comment from Councillor Nelson, who had said in September, quote, running around with an outboard at 10 miles an hour is not walking the beat, unquote. Nelson had also said, quote, parking on the landing deal and flashing the flashlight around, that's not walking the beat. Wallace defended the use of the spotlight on the harbor truck Monday.
On one occasion this summer, while checking the middle harbor with a spotlight, I observed an individual acting suspiciously on the floats. I contacted the PD, and officer and I proceeded down into the harbor. After searching, we found the suspect on a boat, not his boat. He was apprehended and charged with criminal trespass. I use all of the tools available to me to do my job.
But Wallace's duties are not limited to harbor security.
Part of my duties also include recording all transient vessels in the harbor and their electrical use. Each night, I clean all the restrooms and the shower, as well as the office. With winter snow, a considerable time is spent with snow removal. I have the responsibility of watching over millions of dollars worth of vessels each night, and I take this responsibility very seriously.
Wallace added that he did not think the council meeting was the right forum for discussing an individual employee's job performance. If anyone has complaints about an employee, Wallace said it should be taken up with the city manager and the department head. Councillor Melinda Hofstad, whose family has 5 boats in the harbor, said the concerns she raised about walking the docks back in September were not aimed at Wallace.
I think maybe you've misconstrued some of my comments as critical of you, and I have never criticized the night personnel. And I think if you would go back and listen to the minutes, you know, the audios, you would see I have not ever criticized the night personnel. I have felt that overall the staff could walk the harbor more, but that's never been a criticism that I've had with you.
In fact, Hofstad complimented Wallace for his work.
My sons have said that when they come in the night, you're always down on the docks, and they've always appreciated that. And my husband, Albert, who's up on the grid in odd hours of the day and night, has seen you there many times down on the docks. And I just want to tell you that I know you're down there, and I know that you personally have saved save boats from sinking, and I just want to tell you that I know that you do a good job, and I want to, if you have misconstrued anything I have ever said, you know, in this council to be based at you, it has never been based at you, and I apologize if you've received it that way, because I think you do an excellent job, and personally, I think you're exemplary in the harbor.
Councillor Bob Nelson said until he recently learned otherwise from the harbor master, he had always been under the assumption that the harbor workers were supposed to walk the dock twice a shift.
I talked to a few people around, by the way, and they were under the same assumption as I, that twice a shift. And all of a sudden, Mr. Strumdahl, the last meeting, said, no, they only have to watch it once. If that's what he says, then that's fine.
And like Hofstad, Nelson said he never meant to specifically criticize Wallace.
And as far as the lights at night or the skiff and the rest of it, in wintertime it gets dark about 4 o'clock, and from 4 to 10, George is not even on shift, it's somebody else, and George goes from 10 to 6. Well, I'm never down there at 10 to 6, so I don't know where George walks. I think he does. Very seldom am I down there, so I don't know that. But we didn't specifically spell out George's name or anything like that at the last council meeting.
After looking into the issue, Mayor Al Dwyer said he found out that harbor employees typically walk the docks 2 to 3 times a night, and Councillor Dan Hickman, another harbor user, took the opportunity to compliment the entire facility and its staff.
We currently have a harbor master that's in Haines as we speak, who is in the short list, I should say, for Harbor Master of the Year for the entire state. We'll see how that turns out. We have one of the finest harbors in Southeast Alaska. Whether or not somebody agrees or disagrees with how it's being done, it nevertheless is being accomplished. And under no circumstances do I think the council should ever get involved in whether or not a man's doing his job. That is Rich Underkoffler and the department head, whoever that may be, wherever he may be, to make that decision.
Hickman also made a point of offering his compliments to Wallace, who was accompanied at the council meeting Monday night by fellow harbor staff and several other city workers. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.